welcome back to our final episode of This Week on Channel 9 for the year. We'll be back next year, but I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we thought we'd do something a little bit different this time.
Yes.
So we're going to do a countdown of the top nine stories
of 2008.
That's right. So
Microsoft stories. So shall we get started?
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'd be remiss to not talk about the fact that Microsoft acquired Yahoo. I mean, didn't acquire Yahoo. I mean, tried to acquire Yahoo and then was not interested in acquiring Yahoo. I mean, that's just been all over the map.
Yes.
And both of our stock prices have paid because of it.
But, well, I'd have to say our stock prices probably didn't have as dramatic a fall. Certainly a big fall in the economy and all that stuff, but, I mean...
What is this, Mad Money? We're just talking about things that happen.
Jim Cramer, yeah. So I'm mad as hell.
Yeah.
But this has been big news, and this is something everybody's always been talking about, and then second guessing, and shouldn't we, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's certainly been a big story.
It'll be interesting to see what happens next year.
Yeah.
Especially now that Jerry Yang's gone, so.
Well, he's still chairman, right?
He's still chairman, right? That's right.
Number 8, in terms of technology stuff, PhotoSynth.
This is hot.
Yes. You want to talk about PhotoSynth?
Go ahead.
Okay. PhotoSynth, the idea is take a lot of pictures, you can actually combine them and create a synth, if you will, that synthesizes them into a 3D area that you can actually navigate. So take a bunch of pictures of famous things in the world, and you can actually use down their plugin and start seeing anything in the world.
And Laura Foy on 10 did a great set of videos that talks about how to go out and build your own synth of your house, of a park, of whatever, right?
So. Yeah, which was kind of interesting in that you should take pictures that are different so that way they can find things as opposed to taking pictures sort of the same style, same angle, all that
right.
stuff.
Yep.
So kind of interesting there. But this has just been huge in terms of technology release. I love stuff like PhotoSynth.
Yeah, and I think it's only really just getting started. There's so many places to go with this one.
VideoSynth?
So Windows Live, including Windows Live Mesh, you know, we talk about this a lot, but you can't really understate or overstate the changes that group has made in the last year. I mean, they went from really having a kind of a disconnected story to really bringing everything under one umbrella and having a ton of great offerings, everything from photos to online storage to the Live Mesh, which gives you the synchronization and the remote desktop capabilities. So I know Angus Logan, big fan of the show, is always sending us new stuff every week to talk about, and I feel like some episodes kind of become the Windows Live episodes of This Week on Channel 9. But really, you have to give those guys credit. They're doing a ton of great stuff over there.
Yeah. In terms of news and how this team's doing, it's just been awesome. Mm-hmm. So everything from Hotmail improvements to SkyDrive increase. I love Live Mesh, to the fact that we have photos and that we're a social network now, right?
Yeah, so, definitely.
Some huge stuff from Windows Live, so making it number seven.
That's right. XNA Community Games at number 6.
So, that's right, baby.
This is the year that the XNA promise finally became real in terms of you being able to go out and get XNA Game Studio, build a game, not only deploy it against your PC and share it with your friends, but deploy it to your Xbox 360 and then upload it to the community marketplace. So this is hot. If you've got an idea for a game, you're a fledgling game developer, maybe you're doing a game as part of a student project, why not upload it to the XNA community games and potentially make some money off of it? So.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of people talk about iPhone and its App Store. This is, I mean, what XNA has been able to do with both its Xbox Live community and now community games, making it that much easier in terms of the process for developers to both get started and actually deploy games and make money off games.
That's right.
It's all taken care of for you.
Yep, so that's number 6.
Number 5. Silverlight 2. So what I think has been huge, Silverlight 2, has really been its coming out party around the NBC Olympics.
Right.
So this is the largest recorded video ever, where people have spent the most time online and seen the footage. So the largest online event ever. Huge in terms of usage and just showing the capabilities where you have multiple streams going on, adaptive streaming, all the key features that providers are looking for in a technology, Silverlight 2 has absolutely been huge. And I sort of giggle at that Netflix story where people are losing their jobs because Silverlight is too easy.
Right.
But it's pretty impressive in terms of a technology, especially for a V2, and to be able to handle such a large global event as the Olympics.
Something like 100 million downloads of Silverlight 2 within the first 5 days of the Olympics being online as a video experience. I mean, that's the stat that I read. So, very cool. So that's number 5. Huge story for us.
Huge.
Yep.
Yeah. Record-breaking.
Yep. So number 4, Visual Studio 2008 and the .NET Framework 3.5 Service Pack 1. This is way beyond just a service pack. So we released a ton of new capabilities in Service Pack 1 of .NET Framework 3.5.
And tool stuff, right?
Right.
So like a background compiler for C Sharp, ADO.NET Entity support, SQL Server 2008 support.
Right.
The client profile. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And if you think about, like, day in, day out, what developers are doing, SP1 is just, like, a huge, gift in terms of free and incredibly useful features.
Yeah, so it definitely shouldn't be called a service pack, in my opinion. I mean, this is really a feature pack. It's an R2 of sorts, right?
Yeah, it really is. The JavaScript IntelliSense, to me, is another, like, great one that people love. And the improved WPF designer. There's just so much stuff in this that I think we covered it over, like, almost 2 or 3 shows.
Yeah, that's true.
So day in, day out, developers got to love that stuff.
So that's number 4. Number 3.
Windows 7.
Yeah.
So, we've been pretty quiet on Windows 7 as a company, and then the big unveil has been at PDC, where all the people, attendees got it, and the reaction's been awesome.
It has been, yeah. I mean, everyone not only saw what we were working on, but they got to go home with what we were working on and play with it for themselves. And it's a pre-beta we're talking about. And everyone that I talk to is like, wow, this is awesome. This runs way better on my puny little laptop. Like Nick Fillingham came in and showed us a $400 laptop that he got it configured on.
EPCs,
and,
man.
Yeah, books. I mean, it's gonna be huge. So I don't know when Windows 7 is actually gonna ship. Unpaid interns, Dan and me.
Yes.
So we really don't know when it's coming, but I think it's going to be really great to see when the beta comes out and march.
And in terms
RTM.
Of stories, 2008, I mean, Windows 7, making a comeback for Windows and people being excited about Windows, where,
right.
There was a lot of, I'd say, negative press. And a lot of that unfounded, but hey.
I'm a PC and I'm proud of it.
Exactly.
So number 2.
Yeah, so this is, Ray Ozzie's dream, and so many people around the company becoming a cloud company. How do we have cloud computing? So, and that's the Azure Services platform. So to me, it's really exciting as it is sort of the future of application development, how people will be able to build applications, how you can assume there is a cloud there for everything from very simple services like data storage services to much more granular
hosted
services.
Applications, yeah.
Yeah, where SQL Server, you used to buy a product. Imagine having SQL Server BI in the cloud.
Yep.
That's what they're talking about. So, and or Exchange in the cloud, or all our Dynamics products in the cloud.
Right.
So really, literally changing the game, changing the way we distribute software, we build software. SharePoint, you can imagine just all the different applications, all the different low-level services,
right.
And the things people are going to be able to build on top of Azure.
And so now an individual company that might be in the insurance business doesn't have to worry about also maintaining data centers around the world. They can scale up and scale down their usage of the services as they need to. Let's say you're a retailer and you need to scale up around Christmas time and you want to scale back during the rest of the year. Now you can do that. You don't have to worry about going out and acquiring temporary storage space in a warehouse and setting up a bunch of servers. Let Microsoft do that for you. So I think it's going to be huge for the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the software as a service model, there's just so much stuff here that is, if you look at 2008, just changing our strategy in terms of where we're going and the future of Microsoft.
That's right.
This is big.
Yeah. And the number 1
yes,
new
number
story,
one story
of 2008. Bill Gates leaves Microsoft.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I think everybody was talking about this and with quite fond memories of Bill. So we can say we were here.
We were. And I gotta say though, it's kind of annoying because now that he doesn't work here anymore, he just IMs me all day long. He's like, dude, check out this Onion article. So
did you see this on Dig? It's awesome.
Yeah. But no, we're gonna miss Bill. You know, he's still around here every
Friday.
He's
still the chairman.
He's still the chairman. Still works, you know, Friday every week. But now he's got bigger fish to fry. He's off curing diseases worldwide and you know, doing a lot of really great work with his foundation. So I think we can all be proud to have worked for him and know that, you know, Microsoft continues to contribute contribute to those efforts worldwide.
Yeah. So it's certainly been an exciting year for 2008.
Yep.
So. Lots of stuff, I'm sure, in store for us for 2009, too.
That's right.
So last stuff is our retrospective, our year in review. So we've had, I don't know, 40-something plus episodes?
I think this is our 45th or 46th episode. That's
right.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at our favorite clips. And everybody out there, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
Hi, I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Brian Keller.
And we are live at TechEd Orlando.
Whoa!
Baby Smash, we asked you last week to go vote early, vote often for Baby Smash to have an MMO feature.
Yes.
So this is Scott Hanselman's project.
Yes.
And since last week's episode,
yes,
we've had a nearly 600% increase in the number of votes for Baby Smash MMO. I don't think that that evil empire of Hanselman can ignore our request anymore.
We've now made adding an MMO component to Baby Smash the number one feature request, and
exactly.
You did it.
Exactly. So,
I mean, you know about the trow of what's it called? There's a Japanese programmer, a robotics guy. There's this chart about when robots start looking more and more human.
Mm-hmm.
There's this trow. There's this dip where for a moment they're creepy.
Isn't it trough?
Mm. Trough?
Yeah.
Trough. It's not trow?
I swear no, it's trough.
You told me this was going to be a St. Patty's Day edition of
this week on
Channel 9. Yeah.
Jesus.
$50 costume rental, got, you know, good for nothing here.
Yeah, that's some hot stuff. That hat is pimping.
It is. Yeah, you were supposed to be a leprechaun, but whatever. Blog entry that Mark Brown made where he talks about what's called the UltraCam. And we're actually very lucky. He gave us a prototype of the UltraCam to use here in the studio. So you can go ahead and you haven't seen this yet.
Nah.
So go ahead and, you know, take a look at it. But the UltraCam
prototype.
Yeah.
But held together with
that's
tape.
Tens
some
of thousands of dollars you're looking at right there. But
there's some patents got to be behind this thing.
I mean it's the most sophisticated camera in the world. Basically, let me read off some stats. It's a 216 megapixel camera.
That's okay.
All right. Takes basically 1.7 terabytes of images can be stored. Dude,
what is your man? What is this? You need to get out of here, man.
So, anyway, as I was saying about this camera, you know, it's 216 megapixels. It has multiple processors within this to just deal with all the input that's coming in. So really cool. You can read more about it on Mark Brown's blog. So what do you think about it, Ed? Pretty cool? Yeah? Yeah, for sure. So, so let's go on to the next news. So this is...
So let's go check out your Roland crib.
This is our wheels. You know, Shaq's got 24s. We got 70s. Yeah, that's how we roll.
Nice.
Hi, and this is our Thanksgiving special. So I'm dressed up as a pilgrim, and once again, Dan.
I can't believe Dan Fernandez. I can't do costumes. Sorry, but
yeah, we noticed.
Before we go too much further, I think we should go ahead and make some set adjustments just to make it a little brighter in here and a little bit more relaxed. So let's go. Okay, that's a lot better.
I would like to talk to you about the Visual Basic with the BIM XML document and if also and if.
Jimmy Stewart will probably be coding F sharp. It's crazy. It's a functional language on the CLR. It's recursive. I did not know that. That is some wacky MSIL right there. I have never seen a stack dump go that deep. So I understand that you use Express.
Yes.
Yeah, correct, sir.
You want to do your
yes, yes.
I'm doing something with the giant American. I'm not want to be doing that gear shop. I'm not gonna put that language in my code. I've got three jobs already, man. I've been doing the build server. I'm doing the continuous integration, the TDD, the BDD. I've been doing the DDD. That'd be like 13 teams, man. I'm not want to be doing that. It's not cool, man. I'm going to go code Java, man. Eclipse, that'd be the way to go.
I got chunks of guys like you in my stool.
You see, Visual Basic is like a horse, you see. You see, you put some peanut butter in his mouth, it looks like he's talking. Okay? You see, you can't
That's just the craziest shit he would say.
You can't, you see, can I finish? Can I talk? Can I say something, please? Can I say something? Can we cut him out of the sound there? Because we got multiple levels, correct? Okay. You see, Visual J Sharp. You're putting lipstick on a pig. You can't do it. You see, you can't light a porcupine on fire and expect to get licorice. You can't do it. Can't be done. Can I finish?